This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now at the weekend's Think Tank number 4, organised by our very own medicine lady who will be here this afternoon with me to talk, well, your health, basically. She's organised these think tanks. They've become more and more popular. Lots in attendance, including both elected councillors, other members of the council, including the CEO, the Chamber of Commerce, many members of the public. And number 4 was at the Shire Hall in Mossman on Saturday. Chamber of Commerce was there. Martin Tranter was one of the representatives. He's on the line. Firstly, Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gazza. How are you going? You'll have to forgive my voice. I'm a little bit hoarse from screaming at the horses yesterday.
I know you had a good time. You've got to let your hair down sometimes and, you know, I wouldn't say smell the roses, but you know what I mean. Anyway, although the thing that comes out of horses is supposed to be good for roses, but we won't go there. You've been a long-term member of the chamber. Now, correct me, because I know you've had an AGM recently. Are you still the vice president? Would that be right?
Yes, I am the vice president.
Okie doke. Now, this is something that came, because I was at the think tank, but I missed the last 10 minutes or so, and I think this came at the end when the chamber were invited to have a little bit of a say at the think tank. And it was reported in local media that you had a little bit of a ding-dong with the Mayor Julia Loy over funding for the chamber, saying, as an example, that TPDD, Tourism Port Douglas, Daintree, they get money, but, you know, we're an influential mentoring part of business in the Douglas Shire. It's been a tough year. We should get some of that too. First, I mean, is that true what was said, or is that a little bit of a misrepresentation?
I think that's taken a little bit out of context. Mm. And the point that we were making was that obviously the chamber serves a worthy function within the town and within the Shire. And for the chamber to continue to function, it requires funding. Historically, in the past, councils have funded chambers, and that's a necessary element of actually of propping up and supporting the local economy. But I want to make it really clear that at no stage was I suggesting that, in fact, any part of the funds which are directed to TPDDD be cannibalised to actually by providing those funds to the chamber. That's not how the two organisations work. TPDD is very much a marketing arm, and again, rightly so, in my opinion, deserves the actual funding that it obtains from council. What we'd like to see from council to some degree is some very minor funding, just sufficient to us to actually to at least be able to employ our social media and our support person to continue to get the message of the chamber out. And of course, there's an argument that the chamber should itself be somewhat self-reliant upon its own funding to perform that function. But the travesty that we have in the Douglas Shire is because there is an apathy, or in fact, maybe just a general lack of time by most businesses to be able to participate in something like the chamber, then that sort of very worthy endeavour gets put to one side. And so for the chamber to operate and to continue to attract members, it needs funds. To do that, it needs seed funding pretty much from council. And the point we were making was simply that it's not really sufficient for us to go off and lodge applications for business development grants with the council each year. It would be better if there was just, a small monetary contribution from council made to the chamber, from time to time. And we're not talking sheep stations. We're talking something in the tune of about $5,000 to $10,000 a year maximum. But that allows us then to better represent the interests of businesses and better report on that particular situation back to council. If you don't have that, then you have a situation where council believes that it's making policy decisions for business without necessarily obtaining the necessary feedback from business. And so that's the point that we're making. The point was not to have a go at council. The point was not to have a go at the current councillors. The point I want to make very, very clearly is that, the worst thing that we do in this Shire is that we actually tend to have a go at each of the other organisations, when in fact those organisations should be collaborating, not cannibalising each other.
The Mayor did say that she would accept a formal request, but what you're saying is that let's cut out all the paperwork and let's just have some sort of slightly more laid-back arrangement where we get a few bucks to try and serve the purpose that we're set out to do as a chamber, which, I mean, they have such good value in many business communities across not just Australia but the world. And I guess as Vice President, Martin, you would encourage businesses to get involved, to come to those meetings, a chance to network, to discuss problems and the positives. And I think sometimes people tend to think, and you may be able to add comment, Martin, what do I get out of Chamber? But it's what you can put into Chamber as a group that's probably more relevant.
It is a bit. Unfortunately, it's a symptom of our current business paradigm that basically, you know, a businessman or even a private member is often looking for a value add to themselves by participation in some of these sorts of groups rather than properly turning around and saying, well, no, the correct function is to improve the economy for everybody and thereby improve it for myself, not just simply look for my back pocket to increase as a consequence of participation in something like a chamber. So the chamber actually serves a really, really valuable purpose, and it serves a much more comprehensive purpose where it has a diverse participation by members. And so, you know, the sorts of people that should participate in the chamber aren't just retail and aren't just persons like myself and service industries. You know, it should be the tour operators, accommodation houses, tradies. You know, I made a point on Saturday that, again, in the Douglas Shire, there's something like, I think it was last count, 1,300 small businesses. And yet the actual participation in groups like the Chamber is relatively small. And on the one hand, that's probably a reflection on the fact that the Chamber could be better, and we're working on trying to do that. But it also actually reflects that parties just simply believe that they can continue as normal without actually any participation in these sorts of groups. And that's a very insular way of thinking, and actually ends up hurting that particular business because you're not really improving the pie for everybody, and thereby yourself, you're simply actually just trying to run your business. And it's the equivalent to mining a business as opposed to promoting and marketing a business. So for all of those reasons, we'd sort of encourage people to join the Chamber. We actually, it's a very small membership each year. We run some really quite successful breakfast functions each year. We have breakfast meetings because it's easier for people to attend and have breakfast, be informed, and then go back to work by 8:30. But, you know, we'll look to change that at some stage in the future with networking and things like that. The other thing that I want to make a point of from the Chamber's perspective is we sort of think that there's some fairly key priorities over the course of the next 12-month cycle. Some of those priorities are quite obviously the pool, and secondly, the botanical gardens. The botanical gardens is something which I think is not stated prominently enough in the media as to the benefit that could deliver through to somewhere like Mossman. And the other thing that I'd encourage Chamber and other businesses and council to think about is one of the things we do believe is that there's a few tired assets in the Shire. And so, you know, if you drive around Port Douglas or walk around Port Douglas, there's very few, for example, public art installations or very few, you know, of the little improvements that visitors often remember when they visit a place. So this year, we would encourage everyone to rethink about how they're positioning their business and dressing up their business to try to actually best promote and continue to attract other business.
Making good points and proving that the Chamber has a very valuable role in the Douglas Shire. You can Google Douglas Chamber of Commerce. That'll take you to the relevant information, including the website, and you can find contact details if you want to get involved. And as Martin has said, there certainly we would advise that. Martin Tranter, Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce in the Douglas Shire, thanks for your time. I know you're very busy. You have a fabulous day, and no doubt we'll catch up with yourself or maybe Liz, the President, in the future to get updates. That would be really good to do. But for now, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Heather. Cheers.
That is Martin Tranter, Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce. Get involved. And good to clarify that. A little bit of a situation there in terms of funding. I personally think they should be funded. Have a little bit of the pie there for the furtherance of them and businesses in our community. It's fab.